the Rule of Threes Podcast. The Rule of Threes Podcast. It's the Rule of Threes Podcast with Chris and Casey.
It's the Rule of Threes Podcast. I'm Chris Grace.
I'm Casey Lawrence.
And screw Love and Basketball.
We didn't watch it. We're sorry. If you watched it.
If we're honest, you know no one in our audience listened to it either. or watched it.
You know, I wanted to watch it. I wanted to watch it. And then I just got too sad for a month.
Well, the pandemic has gone through a lot of phases. Because I think there was an early phase where we definitely thought it would have been over by now.
Yes. Yeah.
So it was kind of fun to be like, here's some fun little projects we'll do during the pandemic. Like, we'll watch a movie every week.
Yeah.
And then I think that. I don't know if you had it, but I did have maybe like a week or two where I was like, oh no, it's about to end. I wanted to be so productive. Boy, this whole thing's, we're going to be back to normal soon. And I'm going to regret not being, you know, everyone else will have used the free time so productively.
Yes, so productively.
And then now it's like we have nothing to worry about in that department.
No. I mean, you know, I've been productive. I built a new computer.
Oh, from scratch?
From scratch.
Is this a Hackintosh computer. Or regular?
No, I decided to go AMD Ryzen. I'm completely divorced from Mac outside of work computers.
Now. Wait, does this mean you can play games now on PC?
Can I play games?
What are you playing?
I'm playing Earth Defense Force 5.
Okay.
My brother bought me a copy, and so we've been playing that. And have you ever played an Earth Defense Force game?
No, the closest thing is Earthworm Jim.
Oh, yeah, no, not at all. Imagine, if you will, just like the best, like, horrible Japanese monster movie.
Uh-huh.
But you're like one of the little guys on the ground, and you have use your weapons to kill giant ants and spiders, and it's so silly and so dumb. Love it. Having a great time with that. I have been ripping the PS2 games that I have in my possession and using the new PS2 emulator for the PC that has come out.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I mean, I built a computer that can play any game that is currently out for the PC. So,
well, I will need you to start playing Valorant.
Oh, see, it's out of beta.
I guess so. Yeah. I don't know. It's free, but. It's one of these free, but you pay for cosmetics, but the cosmetics are so expensive.
Yeah, I mean, I will never spend a cent on Riot Games, so no worries. Is
there something bad about Riot Games?
No, just like they don't make games that I want to pay them money for. Like, you know, League of Legends, not into Valorant, like I'll try it. But you know, hey, if we need to team up in duos and get out there and smash some Valorant guys.
Well, I will say that I'm having fun with it. It's a very fun game. The reason I started it was a lot of my friends play Overwatch.
Yes.
But this is it's tough to be a new player in Overwatch.
Yeah, because it's been around for so long. People have all the ideas about like what you should do. And if you're bad at it, there's really nowhere to learn.
And Valorant, even though Valorant's only a month old, it has a bunch of CSGO people that have moved over to it.
Ah.
So the way the game is structured is very similar to CSGO.
Okay.
So
buy
it's like,
phases
yes, every round you got to buy a gun. If you live, you get to keep what you bought. So, I don't think CSGO is like this, but you have to buy your abilities as well. Mm, okay. So it's like CSGO structure with a Overwatch style of, you know, it's not a very serious game. It's not like military. But even this, they already have, I can tell when I play, people have jargon that's brought over from CSGO.
Yeah.
Awesome. Anyway, it's very fun. I have not played a game in a while with this, like, playing with, like, it sounds like 6-year-olds sometimes.
Free League of Legends kids.
Yeah.
Are playing the new cool Riot game.
Because you don't encounter that on Dota very much.
Got it. Yeah, because Dota, you got to have a whole account, and you're an adult if you play Dota. Dota is...
Yeah, I also think Dota is not... because when you have to play 20 rounds of unranked Valorant before you get to go competitive, and you have it's an objective game. You like to go, you try to plant a bomb at a site and defend it.
Got it.
And when you play those unranked games, 80% of the people are just doing team deathmatch. they just run in, see who they can
headshot.
Frag.
Boom, headshot.
Yes. They buy a sniper rifle as soon as they can.
Yeah.
And then miss a million sniper shots at like 10 feet away from the other person. So, and those tend to be like 7-year-old children.
That's so fun.
And by the way, some of them are very good at sniping.
Yeah. I mean, they've been playing with computers and mice for forever.
Yeah. But some of them also, like, when the bomb is sitting there and needs to be defused, they'll just go try to find someone else to kill. And you're like, please defuse that bomb.
Please. Yes, we're a team here. We got to deal with
this. So anyway. And then the other game I was told to get, because my friend John Accardo has been playing, it's an older game called Dead by Daylight.
Dead by Daylight.
It's a serial killer, asymmetrical. Yeah. So yes. I got that to try to play. But I also... Now I have a trial of the Xbox Game Pass.
Oh, which I have been on that.
It's giving you a jillion games.
Yes, there's so many. I mean, I feel like I try them out and I'm like, oh, cool. And then I go to the next one. I'm like, oh, cool. And then I go to the next one. I'm like, oh, cool. And then I have five installed games that I haven't played any of.
Well, yeah. Similarly, I also have the PS4 version of whatever that is.
You have the subscription PS Now.
There. And on that one, Eric and I tried to play Dark Souls.
Oh, welcome to pain.
Have you tried to beat a boss character within 90 seconds of you starting a game and not being able to finish that boss?
Yes. Yeah.
We were just like, this is the first thing happening in this game, and we can't beat this guy.
Yeah, you gotta really practice on that guy outside the boss chamber for a while.
So wait, give me some Xbox Game Pass recommendations.
Okay, so what have I really liked?
I tried Wasteland.
Crosscode. Yeah, that one is good and fun. We have enjoyed playing, like, Sea of Thieves is fun when you have a good pirate crew.
Yes. I did. Actually, I think I downloaded that one.
What else is good? We had fun playing the downhill racing one.
Okay.
Downhillers, or I can't remember what it's called. Of course, you gotta play Final Fantasy IX.
Final Fantasy IX, okay.
Yeah.
I never played that.
I also liked Final Fantasy XV, which you could play on the Game Pass.
What about Sunset Overdrive?
I loved Sunset Overdrive. Sunset Overdrive is a good game.
And by the way, Slay the Spire is on all platforms now.
Yes, yeah, of course. Did you ever play Jet Set Radio for the Dreamcast?
Yes, I love Jet Set Radio.
If you like Jet Set Radio, you'll like Sunset Overdrive.
Very good.
I installed Outer Worlds. And I'm going to play that. So that's something I'm excited to play. But
I've heard very good things about that. I'm really hoping one of these streaming subscription things gets Outer Wilds.
Yes. Yeah.
Because I heard very good things about that one.
That one is only like $25. You could pick that one up.
And then I ended up purchasing Rugby 2020.
There you go.
On multiple platforms. Because friends are having a rugby tournament next week.
Oh, nice.
Crosscode. I see it. Cool.
Yeah, Crosscode is pretty fun. I'll keep sending you some updates. But
and
you
know, my last recommend. Oh, go ahead.
The game that I have on all platforms now, because it was free on PS4. I bought it for Xbox One, and it was in a Humble Bundle for PC, is NBA 2K20.
I bought that too.
Yeah.
Wait, I think I got it in where I got it for like $9 or something somewhere.
Yeah, it was in a Humble Bundle.
Okay.
For the Humble Bundle for racial equality.
Maybe that's where I got it. I got that, and I also got hooked this up to my PC. And of course, people at home cannot see that I am wearing a ridiculous Razer headset that I purchased.
Honestly, now we're gamers, okay? This is a gaming podcast.
I mean, Chris,
you can look at my gaming controller that I got from my PC.
Nice.
Wired 8-bit Do SN30 Pro. Ah. Who's excited?
And I have one more game recommendation, which is I've had the Oculus Quest for a while.
Oh, yeah.
And have delayed playing the super hot VR game. Have you played it?
No, I haven't played it yet because I didn't get it for my PSVR because I had Superhot and I loved it. But
it is a basically total rewrite of Superhot for VR.
Amazing.
And it is the best version of Super Hot there has ever been.
Even better than Mind Control Delete, which I downloaded yesterday and played.
Oh, is that another one?
Yeah, they just put out a new Super Hot yesterday. Oh,
so the thing is that this is, you know, in the original one, the things move when you move your keys or your mouse. Yes.
Yeah.
In this one, things move when you move your actual physical hands and head.
Yeah.
Is how time proceeds.
Yeah.
So when you're using your controllers, moving them around, the bullets are gradually, and it doesn't have, it completely freezes. It doesn't have like in the other version where the bullets sort of slowly go.
Move. Yeah.
So what happens sometimes is then you've dodged a bullet and you want it to pass you. And then with your hand, you just go, you move it in a circle like this and it inches the bullet forward past you.
That's so fun.
But the ability to like grab guns, turn, it's amazing.
It's so cool. Yeah. I can't wait. VR has been, our setup in here is not as great as it was at my old place, but I have been able to do it a little bit.
Now, people should email us if they got the NBA 2K20.
Yeah. Because
I should play that.
Yeah, I have it on every platform. You can play me on PC. You can play me on Xbox. You can play me on PS4. I'm bad on all of them. My guy is ridiculous. I made a ridiculous name for my creative player character, and I forget what it was. I just remember it was funny.
Let's see. So wait, I'll use my Xbox controller hooked up to my PC to play that game probably, right?
Yes.
There's not a mouse and key version, is there?
There's mouse and key versions of games all over the place. I got a buddy who plays Rocket League with mouse and keyboard.
Uh-huh. That makes sense. What kind of career mode does it have?
It has a, like, before you get drafted, you're, like, a guy and you are, you know, you're trying to break into the league and, you know, you play on a team. I think it's like a pro-am team and Idris Elba is the bad guy and your agent is, middle ditch. And,
I've seen clips of this.
Yeah. It's silly. Yes. It's very silly. And then you just pick what team you want to be on and that team drafts you. So,
Okay, so we didn't watch the movie because we actually have real NBA news.
We have real NBA news, and we waited a month. We normally take about a month off in the offseason anyways. It's just this one
we did slow down.
This one felt
a different kind of offseason.
I mean, it was just, yikes. I did not feel good being creative. I think the week before George Floyd was killed, I recorded like a new comedy podcast idea with a buddy. And I was like, this is so cool and so fun. And now it's been like a month and a half. And I'm like, I don't want to even think about that fun stuff.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm like finally getting to the point where I'm like, I can be a little like creative and productive again. And it still doesn't feel like I deserve it. Like I'm like racked with guilt for even enjoying that the NBA is coming back. I'm in my head about it. And I don't know if it's a good idea from a health perspective. I don't know if it's a good idea from a money perspective or from a social justice perspective. I have all this guilt, but I have to compartmentalize it because I'm going to watch the games. I'm not going to not watch them.
Well, I can settle some of these questions for you. It's 100% not a good idea. It should not be happening.
Yeah. Yes.
It is not safe.
Uh-huh.
It is a terrible idea.
Yes. Okay.
People are going to get sick. So no, it's a terrible idea.
Yeah.
I mean, I will watch the games too, I guess. But like the little proofs of concept that have happened with like, I guess it's like MLS and like baseball ahead of basketball are already showing like leaks in the system.
Yeah.
Where people get sick. I don't think they can control the bubble, the so-called bubble, in a way that really protects any sort of outside vectors of infection or whatever.
Yeah.
By the way, the players hate the hotel. Eric, my husband, who used to work in Disney Travel, says that the hotel is a very nice hotel. It's called the Swan and Dolphin.
Yeah.
Made it very clear to point out that it's not a Disney property.
Okay.
It is a Disney affiliate property. So Disney doesn't run this hotel, so don't blame Disney if it's a crappy old... But Eric did say that it's a very dated motel. I wasn't sure if it was Rajon Rondo who compared it to a Motel 6.
Yes, it was Rajon Rondo who said that.
Yes.
And then, but coincidentally, he broke his thumb. Okay, I think Mickey Mouse broke his thumb.
Yeah. Also, I can guarantee you it's not like a Motel 6, no matter how run down it is.
Motel 6s, the beds don't have legs. I stayed in a Motel 6 where the bed was just attached to the wall and there was no leg underneath it.
Whoa.
Yeah. Right?
It was like a land speeder?
Yes. It was exactly like a land speeder.
Huh.
Yeah.
You know, so I tweeted about this because it was one of the few original thoughts that I've had in this pandemic, which was that, you know, I think we do have a perception that because these guys are professional athletes, that they are, for the most part, they probably will be fine if they get COVID-19 because they are in top physical shape and they have the access to the best doctors and nutrition and all that stuff. And they'll probably be able to be, if someone gets, test positive, they can be, you know, quarantined immediately, blah, blah, blah. They'll I'm not worried that a player is going to die during this season.
Yeah.
However, I do think that professional athletes work with very, very small differences in physical ability between being an all-star and being a back of the bench player, that I think if you were positive for COVID-19 and it like caused lung scarring that reduced your VO2 max by 3%, that could make a difference at the end of a season or at the end of a playoff series. And you might not get I just feel like they are such finely tuned like athletes that I would be worried about risking, you know, literally the thing that makes me money is what you're putting at risk.
Yeah, absolutely.
In this case. I imagine somebody like LeBron has a whole team of people with nutrition, with recovery. And, you know, so I assume that they will be very sensitive to this kind of risk.
Yeah.
And now maybe somebody, you know, like Jimmer Fredette doesn't give a shit. And he's like, I want to play. I'll play with anybody. I'll shoot it from before I even get into the stadium. I'll shoot the ball.
Yeah. I have not seen him sign with a team yet, but, I'll put on my Jimmer Fredette jersey and I will pray for it.
Now, have any players opted out?
Yes. Lots of players have opted out.
What's the ballpark like number that have opted out?
I feel like it's at least 10. Mm-hmm. I know Bradley Beal did. Davis Bertans opted out. Avery Bradley opted out. And there are some more that I can't remember off the top of my head, but I know those three did. And Victor Oladipo opted out.
That makes sense.
But he is waffling on whether or not he is actually going to opt out. He may play because he says he's feeling good. Trevor Ariza opted out. He had a custody issue with one of his children and needed to stay with that. Zion Williamson has left the bubble.
What?
Zion Williamson has left the bubble to deal with a family emergency. It means that he is no longer in Orlando and he is not in the bubble. And that if he wants to re-quarantine.
Oh, lordy, lordy.
Montrezl Harrell has also left the bubble.
Okay.
There's just like a ton of different players and they're selective about what they say about the players, right?
Yeah.
So both of the Morris brothers are not in Orlando, but nobody said anything about it.
They never even went into the bubble.
They never even went into the bubble, right?
Can I pitch something?
Yeah.
That when Zion Williamson or Montrezl Harrell leave the bubble, could we fire into the sky like a fireworks that churns into their face?
I think that's a really good idea.
At the end of the night?
If we put up three fingers to show that they just made a three-pointer. What's the okay three-pointer
symbol? Right.
I need to, do we do this?
You hold it straight above your head like that.
Like this.
And then you go, he made a three-pointer. And that's
it. Wow.
That's the bubble.
Man, you know, you'd think dystopian future wouldn't be so far away.
I mean, I would say that the Hunger Games seems like an appealing alternative at this point. They get to go outside. They get to go to the well and get water out of their well anytime
they
want.
That's true. And all people get to see their cool costumes. No one has seen any of the cool stuff I've worn over the past.
Also, think about it. Each district, you give up one kid per year.
Yeah.
Like, that's very reasonable.
Yeah, and some of the districts are well off.
Let's calculate the death rate of one kid versus our per capita, you know. And besides, if that kid dies in the Hunger Games, did he really die in the Hunger Games, or did he have a debilitating disease and that's why he died? And the hospitals are marketing it as a Hunger Games death.
Yeah,
and it's really not.
It's all CG. Yeah, I think maybe we need to write an op-ed for the New York Times saying I'd rather be in the Hunger Games universe than the one that we're currently in.
Yes. By the way, I'm just going to assume that this podcast is fully on board with science.
Yes, this podcast is on board with science.
Even though this... wait, what county are you from originally?
Los Angeles County.
Oh, you are? Okay, so I wasn't sure which county that they were in over there. So you're not an Orange County science denialist.
No, I am not an Orange County science denialist. There are liberals in Orange County. They're just less than
I've only been in Los Angeles for about 5 years now. So I did not know until like literally this week that Huntington Beach and Orange County in general was considered the Florida of California.
Yes. Yeah. It's bad. And it's been bad down there for a long time. You know, like, you remember,
isn't that where Kobe lived?
Yeah. Yes. Oh, 100%.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. It's a lot of like, it's McMansion City down in Orange County. Like every single community down there is like, get off my property, McMansions. It's a nightmare. It's a nightmare. But then also it's home to some of the most like Asian immigrant family populations in California too, right? Like Irvine and Fountain Valley, and like there's just a ton of pockets of like Chinese immigrants who moved to Orange County.
And we don't have a problem wearing masks. If anything, I feel more of my culture when I wear a mask. And everyone else should too.
Yo, the 99 Ranch Market is lit during quarantine.
Yeah. Well, Eric and I, yesterday, we walked around the Rose Bowl.
How was that?
Correction, we walked around half the Rose Bowl, and then, or a third, and I was like, it's a long way, and we're just starting to do walks.
Yeah.
But I was wearing a mask while doing that, and I was like, this doesn't bother me at all, wearing this mask.
No, the masks, they're way easier. Here's the type of masks I've been wearing. Check this out.
This is like a gator.
Yes, I've been wearing the gaiters. Love the gaiters. Big fan of the gaiters. I'm going to put it on even over my headband. Just, you know, boom.
Yeah.
Just Gator City. It's easy. It's perfect, and I love
it. Wait, and then put it back down by your neck. Now, you just look like a French mime.
I'm a French mime. I bought in quarantine.
Did you get this from like a hunting supply?
No, I bought a 6-pack of these the first time, then I bought 14 of them the next time from wild-wrap.com.
Wildwrap.com.
I have been telling everybody that if they are sick and tired of their masks, that they should buy some gator masks.
Don't worry, because I pre-ordered the Under Armour exercise mask.
Nice. Does it have the Rocks logo on it?
And no, it just has that classic U on it.
Yeah, and everybody knows that Under Armour is the official apparel of Orange County.
I mean, probably is.
It is.
Is Orange County like one of the pioneers of I wear tights to work out, like tights under shorts, like those Kobe style? Remember when Kobe wore the long tights in games?
Yeah, no.
I feel like if I go to gym there, is that the kind of guy I'm going to see?
No, you're going to see tank tops. You're going to see tank tops. You're going to see American flags. May even see Confederate flags in certain gyms in Orange County.
Good Lord.
Yeah, right?
So when you're in the NBA bubble, you don't have to wear a mask. Footage that I'm seeing of practices and stuff.
Oh, yeah. When you're practicing, when you're playing, you don't have to wear a mask. When you're walking around, they still ask you to wear masks.
Okay. And I wonder, is the bubble like your hotel and the practice facility and that's it? Or are they getting to go to like Disney Springs and that kind of stuff?
My understanding is that there's other stuff they can do. One of the things they can do is there are golf courses that they can play. Uh-huh. There's boats they can go on, go fishing. Fishing has been a big bubble activity. And there's stuff between the three hotels that you can go do.
Oh, okay. I didn't know there were three.
Yeah, there are three hotels. The teams were put from best record to worst record in three hotels in order. So, like, the Lakers and the Clippers and the Bucks are in the same hotel. And the Wizards and the Spurs and everybody are in one hotel. And then everybody who's in the middle, like...
Got it.
Yeah.
The top tier is in the Grandestino Tower.
Yes.
Which, so that's what Rajon Rondo compared to a Motel 6. It's correct. Actually pretty nice. the mid tier actually scored. They're in the Grand Floridian.
And that's what Brooke and Robin Lopez, famed Disney fanatics, were like, we want to trade spots with somebody in the Grand Floridian.
Oh, because that's what they want. By the way, it's an extremely expensive hotel. Yeah. And it's on the Disney property.
Yeah.
I guess they can't leave their bubble, but like if they wanted to walk out a door and go to Disney, they could. And then the teams are in the Yacht Club.
That's the other one, yeah.
This is part of Disney World. Oh, so they're not at the Swan and Dolphin. Anyway, fucking Grand Floridian's like a thing people like beg to like get rooms in for years. So it's just funny to me if some of them were like, ugh, what's a shit hotel?
Yeah. So Brooke and Robin Lopez definitely want to stay at the Grand Floridian. People are, you know, they're making deals. They're moving around. Who knows?
Okay. So now give me a summary. Starting July 30th, what is the actual plan for games?
There are a certain number of courts that they can play on that they're going to have outfitted. And they're going to play games, and there's a schedule. You can find it online. They're just going to play games. It's almost like Summer League and how crammed it's going to be. Mm-hmm. And they're going to play the games. And there are some games that they have on the schedule that are like, these games don't matter games, and they might not play them if the standings work out in such a way.
Okay.
And they're between teams that are like on the bubble, for that eighth seed in both the East and the West. Yeah, they're going to play those games. They've got scrimmages that I believe they're going to start playing before the end of July, and those games.
So these are teams that are like near playoff contention, correct?
All the teams that are in were, I believe, at most five games out of the eighth seed.
Okay, so there are, from what I'm reading, there are eight teams that are just left out completely.
Yes, there were 22 teams went into the bubble, and the eight teams that were left out were, I believe,
must be like
Golden State, mm-hmm. the Cavaliers. Who else?
Let's see.
I think Detroit was one of them, or maybe Detroit's in.
So, non-qualifying teams.
Like Minnesota.
So we got Minnesota and Golden State from the Western Conference.
Yeah.
That's it for the Western Conference.
Yes.
Then we've got the Cavs, the Hawks, the Pistons, the Knicks, the Bulls, and the Hornets.
Yep. Okay. Yeah. That's it.
So really in the East, it's just the Wizards trying to play in.
Correct.
So I wonder if you're left out of this. How do you feel? Do you feel good or bad?
I think I feel great. I don't have to play any basketball and I still get paid.
Yeah.
The teams, there was a rumor that they were trying to get a non-bubble team bubble where they could like scrimmage against each other for money.
Right.
Sounds like another really bad idea.
And they're just like, no.
No, yeah. No, don't do that. Larry
crowd.
Nance would have, no live crowd. Just the people who are there from the support staff and the referees and the television crews.
Okay. So, and let me just double check the schedule. It looks like, what's funny is not even every game is televised.
Yeah.
So, like, on July 31st, there's a game between the Suns and the Wizards that's not televised even on any local anything. So they're just playing in a room by themselves, and I guess they'll just tell us what the score was.
Yeah. Catch you later. Like,
that's very strange to me.
Yeah, I mean, it had to happen. It's the Kelly Oubre revenge game, and they're not going to let Kelly Oubre get away with that.
That's right. On August 2nd, you got the Spurs and the Grizzlies, and the Mavericks and Suns. I feel like a lot of these Suns games are not getting televised.
Wait, so you're telling me that if Ja Morant yams on LaMarcus Aldridge in the woods, nobody's going to hear it?
No.
I believe he can't yam on LaMarcus Aldridge anyways, because I don't believe LaMarcus is in the bubble.
Oh, and then on Monday, August 3rd, if Ben Simmons yams on Patty Mills, you're not going to hear or see it either.
No. Wow.
Almost, it looks like about one game every like 3 days. By the way, I don't know what this network called Altitude is.
Oh, Altitude.
Altitude has some games. But like there's one game every 3 or 4 days is just completely not televised, or it's not even on radio. Like they list the radio broadcasts for these games. So basically they don't have a play-by-play team, I assume.
Any game that is not televised will not have a play-by-play team, because all play-by-play is being done remotely in the bubble.
Oh, and you know, it's funny because this has been discussed before, but like when they were doing those like players commentaries for a while. But I remember them saying like, really, you could just do all of the play-by-play in color remotely.
Yeah. Altitude Sports is the Denver Nuggets local affiliate, regional sports network.
Gotcha. Okay, so then they're going to seed into their eight. They're playing these seeding games through like mid-August.
Yeah.
And then they will have their eight, and they'll sort of, I assume, play the rest of the playoffs in this bubble as well?
Is the plan? Yes. Yeah, the bubble is all-encompassing. Okay. The bubble so might even happen next season. Like, that's the bubble.
Yeah. So you are, whatever teams go to the finals, they're just in Orlando. They're in a hotel in Orlando until like October, maybe?
Yep. Yep.
Okay. Or September at least. Or I guess they'll figure out the schedule. It looks like they have not really like set out a provisional playoff schedule.
Yeah. But the playoffs normally last, 2.5 months. So just tick off 2.5 months from
there. Yeah. Well, are they doing full series, like seven game series?
Seven game series.
Well, this is simultaneously exciting. And also, I mean, I do think it's a bad idea, but it will give us something to watch.
It will give us something to watch. And here's the thing. Are you, if you're able to, you know, on Twitter, on Instagram, you can follow some people who are like meticulously aggregating all of the like Snapchats and Instagrams and stuff from inside the bubble. So people, you know, I'm following NBA Bubble Life on Twitter, and I'm getting, you know, all the videos of players who are like, here's a big thing that's been happening in the bubble is that big competitions to see who can shotgun a beer the fastest.
Okay.
All right.
There's probably some crazy Bure games going on.
Some crazy Bure games. What's actually crazy is there's so much Call of Duty Warzone going on in the bubble.
Oh.
Right? That people are bringing their game systems.
You know what?
Doing some streaming.
I got to get these guys on Valorant.
You got to get them on Valorant. Valorant is not hot with NBA right now. That's one thing.
I don't think CSGO is very hot with them either.
You know, Josh Hart will play some CSGO. Like there's some NBA guys who stream, like De'Aaron Fox streams, and he streams League of Legends. He streams. What else does he stream? I think he streamed Dota. He streamed Fortnite.
Some streams. I watched Ninja's Return to YouTube.
Was he ever on YouTube before? How can you call it a return?
Oh, not a return. Yes. Just a provisional, because Mixer died.
Yeah,
guys, Mixer I just learned what these words mean, and now I'm using it. I will say, Ninja, who was on Twitch, left for a thing called Mixer, was paid like $7 million or something, and Mixer, which is a Microsoft version of Twitch closed, and he just gets to keep the money. Like he has the money now, which is incredible.
$7 million, I think, is low. I think that his contract amount was higher than that.
Oof.
I think it was $20 to $30 million.
Wow. Maybe it was like an annual or something. But and then on YouTube, I watched his first broadcast on YouTube, and you know, Fortnite is not easy. And like, I have to say, I was impressed. He won his first two games back in Fortnite. Like, that's impressive to me.
I mean, did he play Fortnite on Mixer?
What I mean is he's great at Fortnite. Yes, he played on a Mixer. I'm just saying,
so I mean, he didn't take any time off.
But I'm saying, as great as you are, Fortnite is still it. There's a lot of randomness and like the ability to just go in and be like, oh, my first, like in the YouTube stream, I think he goes first, 14th, and like 30th or something. And it's like, that's pretty, I mean, of course, maybe you expect that from a professional.
Yeah, that's the only way for pros to do it.
I will say, the only thing that was disappointing was that in the two matches I watched, he started, and people, because they were so starstruck to be playing in a game with Ninja, volunteered to be shot so that he could get equipment. So the match started and two people just like walked up on him and like, and he just shot them and took their stuff. And he was like, thanks guys. So that I didn't like.
That's so silly. But you know, imagine what that would be like in basketball. It's like, you know, giving the home team like a bunch of people to root for them and cheer for them. That's crazy.
I mean, is it like that?
No. Now, yes, it's exactly like that. Because now they're taking that away, and basketball is finally fair. Nobody's rooting for anybody. God isn't even rooting for anybody. Okay, this is just true, pure basketball. Who's better?
Are they doing home and away for this?
Yes, they are doing home and away.
What
does doing home and away mean?
Like, will they change out logo center court?
No.
Also, does the Orlando Magic have a huge advantage or not?
They're not playing at the Amway Center, so no.
And they had to go into the bubble, right? They can't just at home.
Yeah, they cannot be at home. Okay. Got to be in the bubble.
So basically, it's road games for everybody.
Yes. What this will feel like, I'll bet, is AAU tournaments.
Or the Olympics, I guess.
Yeah, maybe the Olympics.
It's funny because there aren't that many industries, but professional sports is one where your talent, your employee base is very used to packing up and going away and working in this. Like, it's not that much of a difference, except that they're not getting to go home.
Yes, there's no rest
for the weary. So their children have been brought with them, I assume?
Nope.
Oh. So they're away from their children for this long.
Yes. They are going to start allowing families to join, and there's a certain number of people per player that can join in the second round of the playoffs when there are only 8 teams left.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Right, because if you lose and you're out, you leave the bubble, right? Reality TV show style. They hand you a rose and you get the hell out of there.
Mm-hmm.
That means hotel rooms open.
Does that mean that they could potentially play certain games, like in the middle of a game, they could find an immunity idol.
Yeah.
And not be eliminated from the playoffs because they hold that idol.
We'll have to see if Zach Zarba gives out immunity idols or not, because I don't know if he's been stingy with them in the past. Give out a technical? Sure. Immunity idol? I don't know.
If they are not making a behind the scenes reality or documentary of this process, there's no point to life.
Matisse Thybul is doing it. He's got some videos up. You should watch those. They're pretty.
But we
good.
Need a complete full access Hard Knock. Is that what that show's called? Hard Knocks.
There is a Hard Knocks for football. Yeah,
the Hard Knocks level for this bubble is what we need.
I mean, what about, you know? Imagine the Last Dance, but it's this dance. Everybody's dancing.
The guys Magic who Kingdom. Did Cheer and Last Chance U. Should have a whole suite and have full access with video, because it will be the greatest thing we've ever seen.
I'm not mad about it. I'll do that.
We got to see that.
But here's the thing. Then the people who are in there taking the video have to be in the bubble.
Yeah, they're documentarians. They'll do anything.
Yeah, that's fair.
They'll enable mass murderers to get footage.
yeah, documentarians. Scum of the fucking earth, right?
at the very least, morally compromised.
Yeah, morally compromised. Scum of the earth. Those,
you know, documentarians are only a couple of steps away from being, you know, cameramen for Temptation Island.
Wow. All right, if you're a documentarian and you listen to this, we're sorry.
I always just think it's so funny that, like, you know, documentaries and reality television are like such polar opposites of like prestige, and they're not that different in terms of they're different in terms of tone and maybe execution, but the amount
of stock music they use. Actually,
no, there's a lot of stock. There's a lot of Penguin Orchestra or whatever that is.
Oh, God.
Okay, so how do you think teams are going to do? Specifically, how do you think the Lakers are going to do in this?
It's going to be really interesting. Lakers are down a couple of guards right now. And what have they been missing all season? It's guard play, right? Mm-hmm. And what's my theory been all season? Is that two of the guys who are not the main guys have to have good games to win for the Lakers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so Avery Bradley and Rajon Rondo are just two of those guys that they don't have anymore. And now the guys that are going to be replacing them, like Quinn Cook and J.R. Smith and Deion Waiters, are less likely to produce a good game when we're rolling those dice. One thing that I've really gotten into over quarantine is Dungeons and Dragons. These dice rolls that, you know, the proficiency bonus for a J.R. Smith or a Deion Waiters, much lower than the proficiency bonus for an Avery Bradley or Rajon Rondo. So you're just rolling at a kind of a disadvantage, not at disadvantage, but it's just not going to give you as much of a chance to hit on your opponent's armor class, which is a thing that I've related to basketball now. I need to be paid money for that. I'm a genius.
So you, by this sort of thinking, I would say an increased amount of pressure is now being placed on one Kyle Kuzma.
A Kuz, yes, absolutely. A Caruso and a Danny Green. Boy. Right? So essentially right now, Alex Caruso is the starting point guard for the Los Angeles Lakers.
Uh-huh. Since you're talking about statistics.
Yeah.
Let's look at Alex Caruso's NBA 2K rating.
Okay. And let me guess it is. Can I guess what it is?
Yes. Uh-huh.
I'm guessing that he is currently rated at a 68.
He is a 75.
Wow. Great his work.
His archetype is 3-point shot creator.
That's exactly what he should be doing. I don't know if he actually does that all the time.
Okay. So I will just say, you know, I'm sure there's as much art as science goes into these ratings, but mathematically, this doesn't make sense because every single categorical rating that he has is lower than 75.
So what they will do is they will bump up that main rating in the season. Because like if you looked at the rating before he actually started playing, it was probably more in line with those individual ratings.
So at the beginning of the season, it was 73.
Okay.
It dipped to 72.
Ooh.
Now it's up to 75. I suspect there's a little bit of Laker bonus going on here.
Oh, of course. There's always a Laker bonus. Maybe Lakers get bonuses. That's what it's about.
His playmaking rating is 69.
Nice.
Athleticism, 73. And that's 73 athleticism is his highest individual rating. Everything else is like his rebounding is 40. His inside scoring is 53. So like there's no... there's no sense to why.
What's his dunk
overall? This doesn't list his. Oh wait, let's see. Dunk. This would be inside scoring. Driving dunk, 80. Bam.
Yeah, so that's his highest score.
Right. So his that makes sense.
Yeah, the everything's man can
below 75, but the one driving dunk thing makes his overall skill a 75.
That's see, I knew true. I could find it. Yeah, because Alex Caruso, he'll yam on you. He'll get it and he'll put it down.
Yeah. Kyle Kuzma's sitting at a 76.
So, okay. So, Caruso's a 75 and Kuzma's a 76. Where'd that Laker bonus go? Where is that Laker bonus?
That for is Kyle the Kuzma? Laker bonus. Ooh. That is the Laker bonus. Okay. Because everything of his is under 76 except for athleticism. He's got some good dunk numbers.
What's his score on dating supermodels?
Well, 98 intangibles, which is, yes. seems very high to me.
Yeah.
That in actual basketball talk, I would never rate Kyle Kuzma at a 98 in terms of intangibles.
No, his intangibles are not that high.
Am I right about this? Intangibles are the things that like you would think Steve Nash would be high in. Like things that are like leadership. Like
Sean Marion would be a good intangible.
Right. Guy. Like he's just helping, maybe even like Draymond.
Yeah.
He's helping in ways that like don't necessarily show up in a tangible way.
Oh, okay. Got it. Now I see what that means.
I mean, Kyle Kuzma has a 75 rating for shot IQ. I question that rating.
It says 75 for shot, and then it comes with an I question.
Right. IQ?
IQ? No, he's got a 98 because he's dating a Jamaican-Canadian supermodel right now.
Okay, so...
And Kuz, he's posting about it on the gram. NBA 2K does have Twitter in it. Like, that's part of it.
Okay,
so that makes sense. His 98 is for his Twitter game.
So he's getting a dating bonus.
He's getting a dating bonus because Kuz is out here.
Well, you know...
Living it up in Hermosa Beach, hanging out, walking by my dad's house.
LeBron, Giannis, and Harden are all top of the charts with 97 overall.
Yep.
And I don't know. I'd say putting Chris Middleton as an 87 is a little high to me, but that's where he is.
Okay.
So anyway, do you think that this kind of layoff helps or hurts older players?
I think this kind of layoff helps older players.
Okay.
And here's why I say that. They're getting 3 weeks to get back into game shape.
Right.
And I don't know if these guys left game shape so far that they would even need 3 weeks to get back, right? Mm-hmm. Like, everybody's been working out. Everybody's been doing cardio. Yeah, a lot of it's maybe, like, the skill of basketball. They weren't able to, like, take the number of shots they want to take every day, etc. But I think that you'll see that people are going to come back and be rested and play with enthusiasm and the word I'm looking for is endurance. I think that it's going to be better in the endurance way for older players, but I do think that everybody's going to be absolute shit at basketball for the games before the playoffs. Like, I mean, I think that's going to be some of the ugliest basketball outside of Summer League.
I was going to say, are they going to televise the like preseason?
I don't know. I have not.
Oh, because man, I would actually check some of those games out. It looks like the first game, July 23rd, Mavericks Lakers.
Wow.
Spectrum Sportsnet.
Wow. God, I'm going to have to buy Spectrum.
In fact, the only preseason game is being televised. The only preseason games of any kind being televised are Lakers games on Spectrum Sportsnet.
Laker girls.
Yeah.
That's so you're telling me that a week from yesterday we get to watch the Lakers play basketball.
That's right.
Holy shit.
Against Luka.
Holy fucking shit. Oh my God. I'm so upset and I'm so excited at the same time.
Okay, by the way, I forgot to mention the main reason that this is a terrible idea. Because it's happening in Florida.
Yeah.
100% this should have been moved to like New Hampshire or Montana.
Yeah.
I know it would have been hard to convince the players to do it in a locale like that, but you are in a burgeoning hotspot. I mean, around them is like the coronavirus hotspot of the entire country right now.
Yeah.
With like the most cases per day. Yesterday had the most COVID deaths out of any state in the country.
An open theme park that they are literally staying at that will have anybody who is dumb enough to go to a theme park right now at the theme park.
Yes. And I just don't believe that the bubble is that airtight that some staffer, some employee of a hotel, that something's not going to get through. And also are the non-NBA residents of Florida a population that we would trust for maintaining the integrity of a COVID bubble?
I mean, don't we literally know about Florida Man? Like, isn't Florida Man literally a thing that we talk about?
Yes, and I'll tell you, a lot of those Florida mans are going to be around this Florida bubble.
Yeah.
They just can't help it. They're mans and they're Floridas.
They're mans in Florida. That's wild. So. I mean, I just feel bad for the people of Florida who are put in a situation where they can't do what we all should be doing. I mean, I guess I feel bad for every person in America who's put in a situation where they can't do what we should be doing. And, you know, it's tough.
I feel bad. I feel kind of most annoyed on behalf of myself and other people who have been locked down because I do kind of feel like if starting March 11th, which was the first day that I locked down.
You and me, baby. What NBA is the, lockdowns.
Is it the like moral imperative where it's like, what would happen if everybody behaved the way that you did? You know, you like set your ethics by the way, am I behaving in a way that would be sustainable in society if everyone behaved the same way? If everyone in the country starting March 11th behaved the way that we did for 6 weeks, even if you included everybody that had to go to work because they either had to, have income or they had essential jobs. If they had locked down in the way that like my close crew of people here in California did and continue to do, we could have been back to like regular old basketball games by now.
Yeah, regular old basketball games.
Or something closer.
Yeah.
But you know what? If we have to go through this, I will say a silver lining that I really hope to see happen is I want the entire NFL season to get fucked.
Let's go full vengeful status. Fuck the NFL. The NHL needs to shut down. It's all basketball. The bubble's the only thing that's happening.
Wait, is there an NHL bubble?
No, there is no bubble in the NHL. They're traveling from city to city, much like baseball is going to.
Yikes.
Yeah.
But I really want the NFL season to just get destroyed. I don't want anyone to lose their lives. I just want that entire organization and the sport. And you know what? Just so that Casey is happy, all of college athletics.
Oh yeah.
Just falls apart because I don't care about any of that stuff.
Oh yeah, let's get our revenge on. It's revenge time on the Rule of Threes podcast.
Well, it's only a form of like I feel like a lot of the people that enjoy the NFL that there's a very large centerpiece of a Venn diagram between people that don't want to wear masks right now that watch the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, I keep wanting to be like, yeah, it's all the conservatives, but like. I see so many people on just my social media alone doing things that it's like I would not be doing that like meeting up with people or not wearing a mask the right way. It's just like it's frustrating because I want to blame it on the quote unquote enemy, but it's not. It's everybody. I mean, it's hard.
I mean, by the way, we will get through this, and then we will get a vaccine. And then there will be a bunch of liberal anti-vaxxers that are going to pop up and have their time to shine as well. And that's not going to be a lot of conservative people. That's going to be a lot of,
Stay away from Silver Lake.
Yeah. And like the northwest part of Portland, Oregon, basically.
Oh, boy.
But you know what? I'm here. We got basketball coming in a week. I'm a big proponent of Instacart.
I haven't used Instacart because I don't believe in Instacart and like putting somebody else at risk for my food. Like I haven't used Postmates while I've been in because also I hate Postmates. They're choking local businesses to death.
Actually, the other day I used Postmates for the menu of a restaurant that then encouraged you to text them your order.
Yeah, that's so good. I would use Postmates for that.
And also Postmates is now owned by Uber, which makes it even less appealing.
What a weird world we live in where a company that doesn't make any money can buy another company that doesn't make any money for billions of dollars.
Yeah. Do you have a quick prediction for who's going to win the championship this year?
Yes, I do. And I'm going with it. I'm calling it right here, right now. The Phoenix Suns. All right. They're going to, they're going to pop up all the way to the seventh seed and, show the Clippers what for. But seriously, I think, the 76ers are going to do it.
Really?
I mean, I haven't seen anyone play basketball in 3 months. What good is a prediction of mine?
Listen, that has never been a consideration for whether or not we should make predictions.
Okay, good point.
The utility of predictions has never once for any NBA pundit ever mattered in any way.
Yeah,
and by the way, not only has the utility not mattered, the accuracy has not mattered either.
Yeah, maybe it's my nihilism just like rising to the top here.
By the way, I want to confirm that Kevin Durant is not in the bubble.
Kevin Durant is not in the bubble.
And he's definitely just done until next year.
Yes. Kyrie Irving, also not in the bubble. Spencer Dinwiddie, not in the bubble. DeAndre Jordan, not in the bubble. Yeah, the Nets are not going to be good. The Nets signed somebody to take one of their spots, Michael Beasley, and he got sick and didn't come to the bubble.
I am going to stick to my earlier in the season prediction. Because I think that there's just been enough of a mental reset. And in a relatively shorter season, a sample size, like, this could potentially screw up who you think or predict, you know, like, who's at the top of the standings. Like, you would think the Bucks, the Lakers, or the Clippers, I think, would be the safe picks to win the championship.
That's what Vegas says.
But I'm going to stick to my Houston Rockets prediction.
You know Russell Westbrook has coronavirus and is not in the bubble.
He's not going to be ever in the bubble?
He is coming, but, you know, he may have lost that 3%.
That might be good for him. If Russell Westbrook was 3% slower, he might actually be better because he's just not so crazy.
Okay, all right. Now, that I think might be the hottest take that we've had on the podcast today.
Let's see. God, wait, he just tested positive this week. Is that right? Or is this a dated article?
His reveal was that he tested positive. So we don't know when he tested positive.
Oh, so he announced this week that he tested positive.
Yes, correct. They're expecting him to come.
Okay, but if he's still in recovery, it was relatively recent that he got it. Okay, so anyway, if he's in the bubble, I'm going to stick with them as my prediction. Because I think that... it's like a 3 week seeding stage, right? Or something like that.
Yeah.
The smaller this little section is, the high variance teams like the Rockets just might string together. I mean, of course they might just string together 27 missed 3-pointers in a row, but
they're good at stringing missed 3-pointers.
They're good at stringing things together.
Yeah.
Whether it's good or bad things, can't say what it is. So that I can't wait to celebrate with all of my Houstonians at my favorite players and my favorite team winning at the Houston Rockets. Oh boy. The thing is, I like the Rockets. I've always liked the Rockets. They just continue to hire people that I don't like as players. But I will say, off-season, Daryl Morey with a beard, 100% zaddy, as they say.
He's Zaddy City, and he's in the bubble. And that beard is only going to get bigger.
Oh, he fucking looks hot with that beard. One day I'll play ping pong with Daryl Morey.
Ah, the dream.
So anyway, I'm picking you got the 76ers, I got the Rockets.
Yeah.
You know, cause I think it's safe to pick the Lakers. Cause I wouldn't be surprised if LeBron puts a like team, not the Lakers, but like a management team around him that manages this experience better than, your average NBA player.
Yeah.
And that the Lakers could benefit from that, you know, having an elevated approach. Because the thing is, they're all in hotels, but they're probably not being dictated like how you eat and train and practice,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be surprised if LeBron is able to have this like very, you know, and Pelinka as well, bringing together this A-plus super team of like, okay, it's now you take your protein shake and now you we turn this one hotel room completely into a cryo sauna. And now you sleep in this altitude bubble,
yeah,
that we gave you, you know. So if I was betting, I would bet on the Lakers, but I think it's going to be the Rockets.
The altitude bubble is just the top floor of the Tower of Terror.
That's right. Well, I'm excited and, of course, terrified.
Hey, welcome to 2020.
Yeah, that's 2020. Actually, I do have a show to announce this week.
Oh.
Do you have any shows while I look up the details on this?
Logan Everett has done one show in quarantine. We did a Wii Improv marathon that was very fun. And we're going to be doing another Wii Improv show at some point in the future, but we don't have a date locked down. So.
Okay, cool. How did the last one go?
It went pretty well. I had a lot of fun. You know, it's weird to do it sitting at this desk and looking into a screen.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very, very fun to like hang out and do that with a good fun crew. And the show was fun. And Jake put together a good little comedy festival. I don't know if you can see over my my left shoulder, but the cat is on the bookshelf.
Hey. Oh, crap. I'm performing in a Baby Wants Candy show Sunday at 6 p.m. Pacific as part of a virtual improv festival. And now I don't know what festival it is.
Oh, it's the virtual improv
festival. Actually New York Musical Improv Festival, I think is what it is. Let's see.
New York.
I think that's what it is. Virtual New York Musical Improv prepared by the Magnet Theater. Oh my God, they're going to be on Twitch. So if you go to twitch.tv/TheMagnetTheater this weekend, the New York Musical Improv Festival. Let me see this whole lineup. It says, let's look at the fire lineup. Sunday virtual New York Musical Improv Festival Encore, Baby Wants Candy at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. Let's see if there's any LA teams that I recognize that are in this. No, I don't. These are all New York teams. There's some Las Vegas teams like Trudy Carmichael in One Take. There's one from Portland called the USS Enterprise. You know, this whole weekend looks like there's going to be musical improv on this. NYMIF.com. Everyone go see it. What else are you going to do? What else? I will say I take issue sometimes when I invite people to do things now and they're like, oh, I can't do that. I don't believe you.
Yeah. I've said I can't do that to a couple of things. And I felt bad about it because I was always lying.
Yeah. All right, Casey, we're back in the flow.
All right. Hey, feeling good. We'll talk next week. Oh, what's our game of the week? Lakers Mavs?
It has to be Lakers Mavs on Spectrum Sportsnet.
There we go.
I'll have to figure out if there's some kind of like way that if we can like post this game up for people who don't have Spectrum Sportsnet.
Yeah, listeners. I mean,
keep tuned for that. I'll see if I'm on a site that the next day posts video captures of games.
Oh.
But typically they're from like TNT, ESPN. So I don't know if it's a site from China. So I don't know if they have access to Spectrum Sportsnet, but
got it.
Maybe they do. Other than that, we'll be back for sure to talk about that game once it's up and going.
Love it.
Come see my show Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern. And that's all I got for you, Casey.
Hey, all right. Catch you next week.
Goodbye.